Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. We are streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USOA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening live out east. Thanks for listening, if it's not that time, anytime that you're listening. But you may have downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app, or you're listening as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming 24/7. However you're getting us, thank you ever so fucking much. Also, thank you for buying shit through our Amazon link, crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here with a couple of plinks in the bucket.
Clink.
Clink. I will send you to the Russian front, clink.
Nine!
General Burkhalter.
Oh, oui, oui. Yes.
From Hogan's Heroes.
That's right.
An ancient television show, kids.
But poignant these days, right?
Yeah, I wonder how that one holds up. You know, some of these you go back and watch it and it's, you know. Like, I Dream of Jeannie calling her boyfriend Master throughout the whole thing is kind of...
Fuck pitch that movie.
A little creepy.
I have an idea for a movie. I'm going to put a woman I want to have in a bottle. And every time I take her out of the bottle, she has to do anything I wish. Perfect.
First, I rub the bottle.
Why was he even an astronaut? The guy, Why was he even an astronaut? Why was that integral to the story?
I don't know. They probably put 15 different kind of professions into a bucket. And we're like, oh, astronaut, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
And it was shot here in Florida, right? A lot of some of the exteriors.
Pismo Beach is where it was supposed to have taken place, I think.
Cocoa Beach,
maybe? I think. Yeah, you're right. Shit.
Let's see. Join us on Twitter during the show. The shit show of Twitter.
Yay. Oh, I know, dude. I was just scrolling through there looking for promos, and it's a bunch of weird shit.
It's a definite different vibe.
It is a definite different vibe. It's weird as shit.
And the thing is, I'm seeing Elon all over the fucking place. I haven't blocked him, but...
Can you?
I certainly don't follow him, but that's the point. It's like, I'm not, why am I seeing Elon's tweets literally at the top of the fucking feed?
Because I own it, motherfucker.
That's about it.
I mean, that's what I think he would say.
Now he's going anti-Fauci. He's going into all these weird fucking conspiracy theories. Well, we'll get to Elon because I believe he's the headline anyway.
Ooh.
I did everything. Thanks for listening, everybody. Let's launch into it and see what the fucking headlines are this lovely Monday. It's actually cloudy here, but I ain't complaining about 70. Right. It's like 70 degrees here,
even though
it's cloudy.
We're deep enough into the winter that the snakes are hibernating. That's what I think. It's a great time to be in Florida.
Are they?
Yes.
We just had that couple of days of cold-ish weather.
They're not going to wake up.
It's been
like,
really warm.
Right. They don't just wake up and come out of their holes and go back in.
Oh.
We're supposed to get
snakes
winter.
Snakes or Trumpists.
Yes. We're supposed to get winter off from the motherfucking snakes. That's the deal. That's the social agreement with the planet.
And all the reptiles, right?
I don't know. I mean, I would think, do they all hibernate?
Well, they're all cold-blooded, so if it gets cold... It doesn't bode well for them.
They move slower.
Yes.
This is a time when you could maybe handle an alligator in the wild or not. Could you?
I don't know.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
I have a question about that movie. Why didn't they depressurize the cabin and have everybody put masks on? The oxygen masks to get rid of the snakes that would have killed them, right? Would have killed every fucking snake on that fucking plane at that moment.
Yeah, maybe.
That's what I would have done.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But then they'd have to descend right away because it would also, the cold would kill the people.
Right. But you have your mask on.
Well, you can breathe as you freeze to death.
Listen, we're going to kill, we got to get out of here. We got to kill these snakes, number one. I guess. God.
The commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Sure enough, it's that picture of Elon when he showed up at that Halloween thing.
Yeah.
Where he's got his weird armor on with a goat horn, with a goat on the front. It's kind of devilish, isn't it? This is a great story, though. I feel like I'm going to sneeze pretty soon.
God bless you. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. You can get whatever you want, depending.
Konyo. It says, awkward is the headline at HuffPo. Musk stunned by sea of booze.
You're in the Ted Cruz Club, right? He's in the Ted Cruz Club. Who else gets booed bigly? Ted Cruz.
I can't wait till Trump just starts getting booed in more and more places.
Well, everybody hates
what
him.
What is going on?
Oh, well, God bless you. It's got to be allergies.
Holy shit. What the hell's going on?
It's climate change. There's a lot of pollen.
Am I allergic to whatever I put in the stuffed in the Kong toy?
Oh, shit.
Shelby?
Goat taint. Something weird like that.
Yeah, so Elon.
Yes.
Discovered Sunday that mass firings enabling online hate and threatening Dr. Anthony Fauci can get you booed by the thousands.
Jesus. I mean, the outfit he has on is so stupid. Does he really, is that Halloween or is that like?
That's Halloween, yeah.
No, it's not. He doesn't wear that to work every day.
Behind it, it's a red carpet picture. It even says Heidi Klum, the Halloween.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying that I could see him showing up to Twitter in that outfit.
Oh, sure. He showed up with a sink.
Oh, my God. I forgot that.
I mean, literally.
Hey, it didn't sink in, you dumb fuck.
He showed up when Dave Chappelle made the mistake of bringing him on stage at Chase Center in San Francisco, of all places, too.
What the fuck? Well, I'm surprised that the Dave Chappelle crowd would boo Elon.
It says, Chappelle tried to work the Tesla CEO into his set as the boos intensified.
Oh, shit. Jeez, Elon.
Chappelle told the fans, ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for the richest man in the world. As the jeers became apparent, Chappelle cracked to Musk. Sounds like some of those people you fired are in the audience. That was kind of funny.
That's a good one. Shit.
He says, all these people that are booing, I'm just pointing out the obvious, they have terrible seats. I don't know how much you can hear.
Make some noise for the richest man in the world.
Well, that's a lot more than the cheap seats, Dave. Holy shit.
That's the whole room. God. This Dave Chappelle.
He handed him the mic and they never stopped booing. He never said a word.
What? Why?
It says he couldn't get a word in. The crowd booed for 10 minutes. That may be a little exaggeration.
Jeez, man. You don't spend money to see Dave Chappelle and see somebody that sucks pick up the mic. Fuck that.
He said he looked stunned.
I bet.
There you go. That's the fucking headline over at the HuffPo.
He seems clueless, right?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. He really has lost his mind. Oh, there's more Chappelle.
I would think that the Chappelle crowd wouldn't hate Elon. I don't know. Maybe
Chappelle said his whole business model is fuck Earth, I'm leaving anyway. The first comedy club on Mars, that should be mine, he says.
Yeah.
Chappelle implored fans to shut the fuck up.
This guy wants to be friends with the richest guy on the fucking planet. That's what Dave Chappelle wants. He wants to be friends with Elon. And they're ruining it.
Do you hear that sound, Elon? That's the sound of pending civil unrest, Chappelle said. The two exchanged a bro handshake and a hug.
Oh.
Chris Rock came on stage, and Chappelle urged Musk to yell, I'm rich, bitch. An old Chappelle refrain.
That's right.
Musk obliged.
Yeah, and the crowd hated it. Because when Dave Chappelle does it, it has some context, and I believe it's ironic.
Musk kind of dubiously tweeted Monday that he received 90% cheers. I don't know.
You're lying, buddy. You just listen. That's not 90% cheers, you shit.
But that the public boos were a first for him. It's almost as if I've offended San Francisco's unhinged leftists. But nah, he wrote on Twitter.
Hey, listen, you fucked. Somebody paid $80 to sit to get good seats.
For Chappelle and Rock.
Yes, probably more than that. And then some fuckhead picks up the mic that's not a comic. In fact, it's some tech fuck. Go fuck yourself. I would boo too. I'd lose my mind. I'd say, I want my money back.
No!
I didn't pay for that shit.
Oh, I don't know why. I just flashed to seeing Artie Lang in Vegas.
Oh, yeah? Oh, shit. Is he in Vegas?
No. Didn't we see Artie Lang in Vegas?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were looking
I'm flashing back to seeing Artie Lang in Vegas.
You were looking at your computer, and I thought you meant...
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was really fun.
That was still the Stern years.
Oh, yeah.
Before he got kicked off, so it was kind of the whole whack pack, right?
Yeah.
We saw Beetlejuice.
Yeah, that was a fun fucking show. It really was. That was cool. I like Vegas. You know, I don't even gamble. I just like walking around the... in that air conditioning. You know what I mean? I listen to all the bing, 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 bing.
Yeah, I like gambling.
Shit.
Some gambling.
Yeah.
That's the headline over the HuffPo.
Yay.
Elon Musk declares, I'm rich, bitch, thousands boo him at Dave Chappelle show.
Fuck all these rich oligarchs. Go fuck yourselves. You're all the problem. You're the fucking problem.
That headline's a little misleading, though, because that was one of Chappelle's routines.
Yeah.
And he urged Elon to say that. So for the headline to say, Elon Musk declares, I'm rich, bitch, after thousands boo him, that's a little, little misleading headline over at the HuffPo there.
You know what Dave Chappelle did? He made Elon a joke. And he got publicity for his fucking show. Right. I mean, he's kind of smart in a way. God, Elon, he just used you for a joke effortlessly. Kind of.
I wonder how Rock felt. He's probably like, oh, God, this motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Drudge Report headline, a picture of Janet Yellen. It says... where is it? I just lost it.
Janet Yellen. She's a Fed chair, right?
Treasury Secretary.
Hello, Governor.
Former Fed.
Right.
As inflation hovers at a 40-year high, the pandemic lingers and the war in Ukraine rages. A growing number of economists and CEOs are saying the U.S. is headed for a recession. The Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, essentially the nation's chief financial officer, says she's doing everything in her power to avoid one. Yellen is an economist with over 50 years of experience and the former chair of the Federal Reserve, the U.S. central bank in charge of setting American interest rates.
Right.
She knows better than most about the delicate balance. Trying to engineer an economy that keeps inflation at bay without causing widespread layoffs and a downturn.
Yes.
But it says she doesn't think there's going to be a recession.
Right. Right. Well,
gas prices are way down. I think we'll see a substantial reduction in inflation in the year ahead.
It kind of doesn't. We live in a world where there's Earth 1 and Earth 2. So, like, whatever Earth 2 says is what half the country will believe anyway. So,
she says economic growth is slowing.
Yes.
Businesses see that. Look, we had a very rapid recovery from the pandemic. Economic growth was very high. And there was a surge in hiring, put people back to work. We got people back to work. We closed that gap. We have a healthy labor market to bring down inflation. And because almost everybody who wants a job has a job, growth has to slow.
Jeez. Isn't this, aren't we in an atypical time and it's hard to compare like whatever this inflation is to anything else?
Well, yeah, we still got the COVID. We still got the Ukraine.
War.
Yeah. Those are your headlines.
Cool.
That's the headline over to the Drudge.
Good job, Earth.
Rapport.
Everything's going just fine.
That's why Dave Chappelle's trending.
Oh, yeah, yeah, because of the Elon thing. Yeah, I mean, yeah. That was smart of him. He made Elon Musk the joke. God, Elon, you got manipulated into that shit. Like, totally, right?
Well, you know, here's another one that says it was almost 10 minutes of booing, so they must have cut out. Because this one video is 4 minutes and 47 seconds long. It's
shit,
all booing.
That is standing on stage for 10 whole fucking minutes is a long time. But if a large crowd is booing you, that can't be true. Wouldn't you just leave after a moment?
Fuck yeah!
Fuck yourself. I am rich. I'm going to go burn down Twitter and get some hand jobs.
I just bought all of your companies. You're all fired.
Hey, what happened to all the sexual harassment suits against him or the charges or whatever that he was people out in the plane, right? That he would hire a flight attendant that would jack him off?
I think they couldn't find any corroboration there or something.
After he delivered shit tons of money to all the accusers, no one could figure out what was going on.
I would be okay with that if he had to admit that he did it, but
right.
Also in the news this lovely Monday.
Hello.
I had a couple of Faithless Friday
right
stories. Oh, this one left over.
Yes.
2022's most sinful cities in America.
Like in the eyes of Jesus? Jeez.
Gambling addiction, blah, blah, blah. They compared more than 180 cities using 38 key indicators of vices and illicit behavior.
How many cities are involved again?
180.
American cities.
Yes.
Okay.
The data set ranges from violent crimes per capita to excessive drinking to adult entertainment establishments per capita. I think Pensacola makes a showing.
Oh, I bet it does. I have a guess.
Because I lived in like Nowhereville, Wisconsin, and there, you know, there was maybe two strip clubs in a town. But here in Pensacola, there's what, four or five?
Yeah, hey, I don't know.
Quiet back there.
You know, and none of them shut down during the pandemic because they started serving food. And it made they
that's right.
had a food truck. And
they put cheetahs.
They put a picnic table pick up, in front of cheetahs.
Pick up a hot dog and cheetahs.
Newark, New Jersey. That's one that's going to be in the top 10.
So, they've got a chart here. There's some of the, I think I've got all 182.
Jeez. 182.
Cities. Pensacola did not make the top 182,
my God. Dude,
sadly.
Bullshit.
Really makes me sad.
Yeah.
But there are some findings.
Okay.
Overall. I mean, do you want to take a guess at the
top
at the sinniest
I mean, I would think Las Vegas is up there. I would think Reno is up there. I would say Newark. I said Newark. I would think, shit, New Orleans possibly.
Number one, you're right, is Las Vegas, Nevada.
Kaboom.
Greed lost his way up there.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Avarice.
Number two, surprisingly.
Yes.
I don't know where the criteria for each section comes from.
St. Louis.
Yeah.
Really?
How'd you know?
I just took a guess. There's dude.
St. Louis is the second most sinful city in America. Number one in anger and hatred.
Right.
Number one in excesses and vices. So that means like drug use and drinking.
Right.
22 in lust. 12th in jealousy. I don't know how they measure that. What that means.
I don't either. That's fucking insane. Well, it's St. Louis is a large city, you would say.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. It's surrounded by Maggotville.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. I mean, you know, it's okay.
East St.
Louis. You got that big arch, but...
East St. Louis. Lots of drugs.
St. Louis second. Number three, Philadelphia.
Okay.
Four. I'm just going to go through the top 10 here. Houston, Texas.
Wow. What about all the praying?
Number five, Atlanta, Georgia.
Damn.
Number one in lust.
Atlanta? Hotlanta. I guess.
So there must be a lot of booby bars and...
What's lust? Is they just look at the syphilis levels or something?
The number of titty bars per capita, the
titty bar per capita.
Right.
Index.
Probably Pornhub hits.
Oh, yeah.
Los Angeles at sixth.
Damn.
Denver at seventh.
Denver.
My sweet home, Chicago at eighth.
Hey, where's Gary? Gary, Indiana's got to be in there.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana at ninth.
For drinking. For drinking.
Jealousy, third. And yeah, drinking. Excesses and vices.
Number one.
Anger
right.
and hatred also.
Yeah, they're all fucking
but
drunk.
136th in greed because everybody's poor.
Oh, yeah. They're just shooting each other and getting fucking shit-faced. That's
Phoenix
it.
AZ.
Oh, it's so hot.
His 10th.
Good job, guys.
Only
one Arizona city in the top 10. That's impressive. And no Florida cities.
No Florida cities in the top 10.
Okay, then I have to...
I'll just go through 11 through 20 real quick. Cleveland, Ohio, New Orleans, Louisiana, Baltimore, Maryland. 14th is Memphis, Tennessee.
Cleveland, Ohio has so many strip clubs.
New York,
so
New many. York, 15th. San Bernardino, California, 16th. Dallas, Texas. Then Miami, Florida is 18th.
Excuse me. San Bernardino, California makes a showing. It's not even
16th.
That's a big city.
Well, yeah, I would guess.
Jeez.
Pretty high up there in lust.
Gives a shit about what's going on in San Bernardino.
Then Dallas, Miami, North Las Vegas. Well, the Las Vegas metro area, well represented.
Florida finally made it in.
And then Kansas City, Mo.
Kansas City, Missouri on the border, right? Right before you can't buy booze anymore.
But
Sundays.
Who would have thought 21? Wilmington, Delaware. Wilmington fucking Delaware.
You guys better calm down. Prostitution.
Okay, jealousy. I want to know what this jealousy
how they get that.
Is.
I mean, do they must look at crime where there's like jealousy involved.
Oh, fraud, identity theft.
Well,
theft per I guess stealing from other people, I guess you're jealous. I guess that's kind of how they're that's dubious.
Yeah, because what if you how many
excesses
people...
and vices includes obesity?
Yes. Oh, that's a cheap shot, guys. Fuck you. Oh, look at here. Milwaukee makes it.
Fast food establishments per capita.
Oh, yeah?
Excessive drinking. DUI-related fatalities per capita. Adult smokers. Share of adult coffee drinkers. Share of population using marijuana. Retail opioid prescriptions dispensed per 100 persons.
Well, then how does anybody crack the charts there? Because that's just all over the place.
Drug overdose countries. Deaths and debt-to-income ratio.
Jeez. debt to income ratio,
greed, casinos per capita,
right,
charitable donations as share of income.
Yes.
In other words, if it's really low, then they're greedy motherfuckers. Hmm. Share of adults with gambling disorders, blah, 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 blah. Lust. Adult entertainment establishments per capita.
Yes.
Erotic burlesque events per capita.
Wait, is there a erotic, what is it?
Erotic slash burlesque events.
What? Okay.
Per capita.
What do they do? Just go on Eventbrite and type in zip codes and figure out what's going on?
Google search interest index for Triple X Entertainment.
Triple X Entertainment. Who wrote this? Somebody from the 80s?
Google search traffic for the term Tinder.
Why does anyone Google Tinder? Wouldn't you just go to Tinder?
How about how many people are on Tinder? Yeah. Teen birth rate.
Hell yeah, motherfucker.
Hello, Alabama.
Is Alabama in that? Is it number one?
What is number one for lust? I think it was Vegas, wasn't it?
But wait, what's for teen birth rates? What's the number one state for that? It's got to be Alabama.
Well, I don't have that separated. Oh. That's one of the criteria that goes into the lust.
How weird.
Atlanta's number one for lust.
Right.
Then Los Angeles, then Houston, New York, Vegas, Philadelphia. Wait, what? Rapid City, South Dakota? Is number seven for lust?
Oh,
that's got to be the teen birth rate.
It's, yeah, oh yeah. There's nothing. It's not lust. There's nothing to motherfucking do.
That's
there.
Why. Yeah. Oh, they just fuck because
the Cineplex Odeon shut down during the fucking pandemic. They've watched everything on Netflix. Now we're getting pregnant. We're bored.
So there you go. That was
nothing else to do.
I had that for Friday, but we didn't get to it. The 2022's most sinful cities index.
Yay, good job.
Fascinating.
Good job, America. Rapid City.
Good job, Rapid City.
Man, I
who'd have thunk?
What happens? I don't even, that must be, I mean, in the middle of nowhere, the city itself. Ugh. Is that a horrible place to live?
Let me look this up. What's the population of Rapid City? 76,000. I mean, that ain't that much more than here, right? What are we, 50,000 here?
Yeah, we're the same population as the maximum capacity at Wrigley. That's the only reason I remember that.
53,000 yep. here.
Yeah.
In Pensacola.
Yay. And then 76,000 in Fuckville, USA, apparently.
So it's a little bit bigger.
Rapid City is the lust cat is in the top 10 of
the lust category.
Iowa.
So that means
Rapid City, Idaho or Iowa.
I wonder if Hooters counts
as what? An erotic event? Where do you live? I mean, if you live in Idaho, yes, fuck yes it does. Because I don't know. But I mean, if you live in Los Angeles,
South Dakota is Rapid City.
Oh, South Dakota. Jesus fucking Christ. It's so cold there. That's what is going on. Even with the heat cranked, just to survive and to afford the bills, you have to constantly be like, you know,
gotta create, cranking out children.
You got to create body heat. See, it's nothing to do. Once you drink yourself, well, I don't know. You get all lusty and drunk.
I seen that Canada's trending, and I'm not sure if it's his latest child was born, or I know he's got like number 11 or 10 or something on the way.
When you were doing that thing and they're talking, they include obesity in that, right? In the sinfulness?
Yes.
I was just thinking about Chicago and that if you took that category out, would they? And I'm trying to be a dick, but there's so many White Castles there.
Well, Wisconsin also has or at one point had, I'm not sure if it still does.
Culver's.
But the most bars per capita.
Oh, that's always hard for me to believe. Really? More than here?
Yeah.
God, there's bars everywhere here.
There was a little town. It was actually the town that we had a summer home. There was the mailing address because, you know, it was 8 miles away or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But the It was unincorporated.
Yeah.
And there was a little tiny post office.
Yes.
There was a little grocery store.
Right.
And three bars.
Damn. Jeez.
It's like, yeah. Bravo! One was a supper club, they called it, or whatever. But it was bar and steak, you know. But nonetheless, you could go sit in the bar.
You get an omelet in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh, God. When I lived in Montana, they had that. Some little towns, that's all they had was a bar.
God, so there was a tiny little restaurant in the middle of nowhere that was actually really, really good.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's still around.
Think about those kinds of restaurants. If I own one of those, I guess it could be really, really good or really, really not fucking good. We're still going to get some business, aren't we? I mean, there's nothing else here.
Oh, my God. It's still open. Cimaroli's in Portage, Wisconsin.
Cimaroli's. Hey, you guys want to go down to Cimaroli's?
Bustling, casual, family-owned eatery specializing in steaks. Oh, they had prime rib. They had really good prime rib. Seafood and weekly fish fries. Portage, Wisconsin, everybody.
Oh, my God, that sounds... Every week we fry up some smelts and walleyes.
On Highway 127, which at that time was the most deadly stretch of highway as far as deer collisions.
Fuck these fucking deers. These deers.
And that was our house was on Highway 127.
Those deer, they would be like, please, Jesus. I guess deer, if they're Christian deer, they'd be like, Jesus, please don't let these fucking cheeseheads get so shit faced and drive down the street.
Oh, no guarantees. I mean,
but listen, deer, why do you don't stand there? You know what I mean? You're standing there, you fuck.
I'm trying to remember if I ever saw anyone like browner than a muffin at that Cimaroli's. I don't think I ever did.
Hey, Cimaroli's?
Because it was really in the middle of nowhere in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also, in the news, I guess this is good news.
Right.
But this is over to the Bloomberg.
Bloomberg.
The headline, Elon Musk is ruining Trump's presidential campaign. This is an interesting take. Okay. Twitter's chief executive has stolen the ex-president's media mojo by becoming the ubiquitous troll-in-chief who always owns the libs.
They're saying that Elon is taking over Trump's position.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, shit.
And that, you know, all the troll boys, all the incel brigade, all the scumbags are all Elon fat boys.
Gosh. Well, there's a lesson there. No matter how much you feel like your audience loves you, you have to keep delivering. And you can't take them for granted. Do you think his announcement that he was running for president in 2024, that it was such a flop, do you think that hurt him, Trump?
Yeah. I think there's a few things. I think they were even showing that
and then that scumbag Elon.
That Biden's speech about democracy helped.
Oh, that's nice. How democracy is.
Yeah, there was some.
You know, fucking important.
There were some independents that were swayed by that. They were like, well,
oh, geez.
He's right.
God, independents, welcome to the party. Holy fuck.
Like Kirsten Sinema.
What an asshole.
What a fucking asshole. So that's an interesting take over there on the whole thing that's going on.
With Elon?
Yeah.
I just think, what a fucking needy little bro with... He's got to have attention. Is that what it is? That is his Nazi daddy didn't hug him enough, and so now he's buying Twitter. And he's walking in Twitter with a sink and all this other bullshit.
He's also not the richest man in the world anymore, by the way. He got passed.
Yeah. Oh, what happened?
Well, his Tesla stock is going in the shitter. And that's one of the thing is people are starting to say, hey, you know, this bullshit that he's doing at Twitter is affecting Tesla. And the board has a fiduciary responsibility to fire him.
Well, what are they going
to
do?
To get rid of him.
To the stockholders, right?
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that would help Tesla if Elon walked? There's another dog just started barking.
The at the close of today's trading,
yes,
Tesla shares were down 6.3% for the day.
Nah!
That's awful.
You dumb shit.
He ceded the title to LVMH chairman and CEO Bernard Arnault. I don't know. What is that? Some global hedge fund or some shit, probably?
Yeah, something evil.
What is LVMH? Google is at my fingertips.
Yes.
LVMH Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so it makes bags. It makes
purses.
Purses, whiskey and champagne, right?
Wow.
Moet?
Yes.
Hennessy?
Right. Hennessy is expensive.
French multinational holding corporation and conglomerate specializing in luxury goods, headquartered in Paris.
Stupid fucking expensive bags. Not to be an asshole if you're into that, but God.
Formed in 87 through the merger of fashion house Louis Vuitton with Moet Hennessy, which is established in 1971.
Yes.
When champagne producer Moet and Chandon. Ooh. And cognac producer Hennessy.
Oh.
Merged.
Oh, I didn't know they merged. Jeez, that happened a long time ago. Well, shit. Damn, Elon.
Why would one think that a handbag company would merge with a booze company? But there you go.
Because the money's right, and they're all expensive things. Explain to me how a guy that makes purses and booze surpassed a dude that's making self-driving cars and the Mars spaceship, and he has SpaceX. But he's worth more money than Elon.
Oh, listen to these subsidiaries. Christian Dior, Fendi, Givenchy, Marc Jacobs, Stella McCartney, Sephora, Princess Yachts.
The boat company?
Bulgari, and Tiffany and Company.
They own all... Did you say Bulgari or Bulgaria?
Bulgari.
That'd be funny if he owns just a... I just own a country, by the way.
It's a fashion...
Bulgari? Geez, so the guy that owns a bunch of fashion bullshit is richer than the guy building cars and rockets.
And booze and
but still, you know. Isn't that odd though?
So yeah, at some point, I mean the people on that own Tesla stock are gonna have enough with this motherfucker.
I'm still confused, Elon. People love Teslas. People want Teslas.
Not much, not anymore. He's lost a lot of people because of his bullshit.
So is it going to, I mean, this is good then. Maybe someday we can afford Teslas if Elon fucks it up so much.
Well, I heard that, I mean, even before this, I heard the Chevy is not bad.
Yeah.
The Chevy EV that's out there.
Yeah. The Volt.
His company did help. With innovations with batteries and things like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
I think.
Why don't we have a battery, one of those Tesla batteries running this fucking house?
Well, that's what he wanted to do in Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, yeah.
When after the hurricane, that was one of his ideas was to try to turn it into an entire grid using his shit.
Right.
But, you know.
Really, when that hurricane hit, the objective should be, how do I help all these people as fast as I can? Not like, I don't know. Those are two different things. Building this, like, state-of-the-art power system in the
Puerto Rico. We love Puerto Rico.
Still better than that guy did, though, right?
God bless the United States.
I forgot about the United Shush.
Oh, man. No way, dude. The United Shush. What the fuck? Hey, Trump, don't throw cans at those people. They're having a hard time as it is.
You're right. Seven people required stitches when canned.
Oh, my God. Why am I nostalgic?
I was throwing spam to everyone.
Our show used to be about, oh, what disaster site is he visiting today? To say something bizarre.
To make it worse.
Yeah. How are you making it worse today, you fuck?
Whose boat is this boat? Is this your boat? Yeah, Tesla, it says here, Tesla approval rating dips into negative territory now.
Yay, good job, you fuck. How the hell is that possible?
Because of what he's doing, pissing people off.
Are you, hey, you know the, you know what the cautionary tale is, Elon? It's Lindell, right? Look what happened to Mike Lindell. He had the best pillow on the planet.
Did he?
Well, I don't know, man. I don't know who did. I mean,
Mike Lindell. Yeah. By the way, on Friday,
the new he's going to be the RNC, right?
That's it. Officially announced that he is running for Republican National Committee Chair.
That's good. I love that. I want that to happen. Don't you?
Oh, fuck yeah. We crab diving wholeheartedly endorses Mike Lindell.
Can I ask?
To run the Republican Party.
Yeah. What does that mean, though? Please, when please, you say please. Run the Republican Party, does that mean who they decide to...
Well, he's Ron McDaniel. He's yeah.
I mean, they, funds, right?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, there's a board and everything, but
why would anybody, a guy that's being sued for $1 billion, you're like, I want this dude to be in charge of something. Why would anybody want him, Mike? I'm sorry. I think you're a flawed candidate for anything, really.
What are you suggesting?
I'm suggesting that God, he should just be locked in a room. And his family should try to sell off as many of those shitty pillows as possible.
Welcome to Sleepyville, where no one sleeps deeply. The pillows are bad and the sheets are made cheaply. But there is one family in the Sleepyville town that uses my pillow for the best sleep around. My pillows are adjustable for proper alignment, and the Giza sheets breathe so they feel no confinement. So order my pillow for great sleep refinement.
Why are they so chipper?
Their co-workers wondered.
So much energy and zest, like they've had the best slumber.
And when they peeked in the window, the secret was clear. My Pillow sheets, pillows, and mattress toppers appeared. My Pillow is breathable and lasts more than 10 years. It's washable and dryable.
Washable.
It's washable. Listen, Mike, that's funny when you're doing all that shit with the little... You know, it's funny, right?
Those are the best takes.
I think those are kind of funny. It's... You know, kind of an entertaining commercial. Why are you such a psycho, though?
Oh, there's another big announcement.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family...
Liar.
Due diligence in the forest?
Like you did with the votes?
Wait. Okay. Is he trouncing around in the woods looking for coffee beans or growing... What is he doing?
He was vetting the family, I'm sure, that grows the beans.
Yeah. Is it civet coffee where these little monkeys eat the coffee beans and shit them out?
What's this?
Those ballots, Sam, got mixed in with other ballots, too, by the way. They basically became mail-in ballots, everybody. And you know what we do with mail-in ballots? Pull names from the voter. Joe Schmo, Johnny Bananas, Sue Smith, whatever. Those
Joe Schmo, Johnny Bananas. These are the names he came up with.
It's improv. He's improving. It's my pillow, man. Mind pillow.
do we need another Herschel clip?
Oh, yes. Fuck yes.
Even though he's gone?
I don't give a fuck. Let's hear that.
And I just thank you guys. One last story. You know, y'all have kids. Everybody have kids, I hope. You have kids that they love to watch all these shows, and you have to sit there and watch them with them and stuff. And sooner or later, you get when you like the shows, but they don't like them no more. And now you have to watch them by yourself and you feel like a dirty old man. Like I had to rent the neighbor's kid to go see Jungle Book like a year ago because my son didn't want to go with me to see Jungle Book and I don't want to look like a weird guy.
Well,
listen, I don't know. I don't want to go sit in a fucking cartoon all by myself either, I guess. Jungle Book? What does he say?
I don't know.
Why? Is that the end of the clip?
Everyone I've contacted in the RNC so far has been, and it's, I think it's upwards of 40. All of them have said they are not voting for Rana. And most of them have said they've committed to vote for me.
I don't know,
please,
Mike.
Please win.
Do you believe him? Is
please
he going to win?
Please win.
He'll surely win this, right?
No. Come I on. Doubt it.
Why not?
People
who
are
votes?
Not
I don't even know who votes on this. The Republicans.
You know, I don't even know either. I don't know who's on the... Who's up? How you get on the RNC? I don't know.
Hey Siri, how do
care.
You get on the RNC?
Oh. That's creepy. Siri, it listens to you.
Yeah. It wasn't close to what I asked it.
What did it look for?
I said, "How do you get on the RNC?" And it said, "How do you get all the yarn?"
Oh,
I don't know.
Well. Across the room.
Fuck off, seriously.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Also, there's a story over to the Wall Street Journal.
Yes.
That says Elon Musk's Twitter takeover has drawn NASA's attention.
NASA?
His acquisition of Twitter Inc. won't be a distraction for SpaceX, NASA said. It was told by a senior executive at the rocket company. So NASA's like, hey, they called SpaceX. And there's like, things aren't going to go batshit over there, are they?
Because they work together.
Yeah.
And they're like, listen, we got somebody in charge. We have an adult running SpaceX right now. Right? Is that what they said?
Well, it's Elon, but there are other adults there. Yeah, yeah.
He's walking around. In his gladiator garb with his sinks.
A SpaceX president, jobs. Gwynne Shotwell.
Right.
Gwynne? Was asked by Bill Nelson, our former senator here.
Oh, that's right.
Who is NASA's administrator now.
And now our senator, I think, is Rick Scott and Rubio.
Yeah.
That's great. That's awesome.
He said... Bill Nelson said, she assured me it would not be a distraction.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm not going to Mars in SpaceX. Not if Elon's running it. Because if he's running his spaceship the way he runs Twitter, you're going to die somewhere out there in space. It is a long fucking way to Mars. Right?
Officials at NASA described the operation as a successful test of NASA's massive space launch system rocket and Orion spacecraft. About 3 years from now, NASA wants to use those vehicles to send astronauts into lunar orbit, where a SpaceX Starship lander would transport them to the surface of the moon.
Duh. I saw that in the movie. There's a movie about this where Elon actually plays himself. And that's exactly how they do it. They take a fucking ship to the moon, and then the moon to Mars. That's how they do it.
SpaceX has been investing heavily in its Starship program.
Yeah.
Adding infrastructure and conducting tests on the ground. The company hasn't attempted to conduct an orbital flight test of Starship and hasn't demonstrated the proposed operations plan that it would use to land astronauts on the moon for the third Artemis mission in 2025.
We haven't even seen the plans yet.
The plan involves launching a depot into orbit and sending ships to load the depot with fuel.
The depot would be on the moon?
No, orbiting Earth.
So this thing is
a lander
orbiting Earth at like a million miles per hour, and we're just going to land a spaceship on it and offload a bunch of bullshit.
Shit. Well, it's all relative.
Yeah.
Once you match the speed,
then it's easy.
It looks like it's not moving at all.
Oh, man.
A lander vehicle would then rendezvous with the depot to fuel up before traveling to the moon to transport astronauts to the surface.
Oh my God. Man, you got to make it all the way to the moon and then from the moon to Mars and then from Mars back to the motherfucking moon and then somehow all the way back to Earth. I don't know.
SpaceX said in a tweet last month that it recently completed a major engine test for Starship, which includes a towering booster called Super Heavy.
God.
I mean, couldn't they think?
God damn it.
There's all kinds of names out there.
Perish out there in space. Fuck this. So, does Super Heavy take you to the moon, or does it take you from the moon to Mars? Which?
The SpaceX plans to conduct an uncrewed moon landing.
Okay.
With Starship a year from now, and a crewed test in, C-R-E-W-E-D, a test with a crew, in 2024.
Oh. With a crewed test to the moon.
Yeah, I don't know what it means. How do you test?
How do you test? What do you mean? You fly them.
You either go, you take them to the moon or you don't. What? How do you test it?
Well, you fly to the moon, and if nothing blows up, you get back. Hey, good test, guys.
Successful test?
Yeah, that's a test, man. Fuck. Guy, I don't even like the idea of thinking of, you go to the moon.
Yeah.
You get out of your boat or your spaceship. You take this some bullshit ship all the way to Mars.
This is all moon stuff so far, but yeah.
No, okay. I guess I'm in the future. I just don't understand mentally how you're supposed to. I mean, you go through this whole journey. The hardest part has to be landing on Mars and setting up your bullshit base.
Leaving Earth is pretty tough. Oh, well, landing on Mars is a challenge.
You gotta land on Mars. In the movie that Elon was in, you had to land your spaceship. You had to fire your thrusters while you're going down and land. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Backwards. You know, I don't know. It's just, and then you got to set up your shit. I don't even understand, like.
Well, you send the shit ahead of time.
Why are we going to Mars in the first place? Why not because there are planets closer, aren't there? Venus.
Okay.
Why is that funny compared to Mars?
We've been to Venus. Our strongest, biggest probe lasted, I think, a couple hours.
Oh, God. Fuck space.
Venus is crazy.
God, that movie about...
Mercury's too hot.
Right.
Or too cold.
You know.
Depending on which side you're on.
Matt Damon lasted... How long did he last on Mars? He survived.
Well, yeah, eating shit taters.
He had to grow potatoes in his own fucking
poop
shit.
Poop taters.
Thank you. I'll pass on Mars. Fuck that. I'm out. I am not going. I am quitting the mission. I can see myself. You get in the spaceship. You strap in. And they're like, okay, we're going to Mars in 5, 4, 3. Hold on. Let me out of this fucking rocket. I rethought this. Get me out of here right fucking now. Fuck this. No.
They'd be a Baracus you.
No way. I'm not going. I've rethought this. God, that's crazy.
Not so great news.
Okay.
A trend seems to be forming again.
Yeah.
In the COVID numbers that is not looking great.
Fuck. Motherfuck. I have so many goddamn shows coming up. It's fucking pandemic.
Oh, nothing will happen here.
Yeah.
It's Florida.
Right, that's true.
In the early months of the COVID pandemic, elderly people were at much greater risk. Because weaker immune systems and more comorbidities made COVID more dangerous for people 65 and older.
Yes.
The pandemic of the elderly eased as seniors all over the world rushed to get vaccinated.
Right.
And the new, more transmissible Delta and Omicron variants became dominant.
Ugh.
And started going after younger, fitter people.
That Delta variant killed so many shows for me. I mean, God, fuck that Delta shit.
But now there are signs that once again, COVID is disproportionately afflicting older people.
Get the fucking vaccine, right? Get
especially
that new vaccine.
In China.
China.
It said the rate of COVID hospitalizations for seniors now exceeds the 2 Delta waves.
God, holy shit.
At this point, the proportion of all COVID deaths that are elderly people is about 90%, as high as it has been since the pandemic began.
Everybody's got to get that new vaccine in, right? That booster with all this fancy
shit.
Yeah,
I would assume. I got to go get that, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Jeez, man.
So, we'll see. I think it was somewhere. Is it LA is masking up, recommending masks again? And
so is Florida.
But yeah, yeah.
If you see that COVID, shoot it.
Ron DeSantis was like, everybody get masks.
I don't know how to put this on.
I'm sure that's going
to
happen.
Remember that big fucking idiot tried to put his mask
he
on?
He put it on upside down.
I cannot believe he...
With the little pinchy part that holds onto your nose. And he had that on his fucking chin.
Dumb fucking shit.
Moron.
I can't believe you're my governor. And I can't believe that the way he handled COVID. Never
mind. COVID.
I hate my point. Is why he's, you know, he's going to be the nominee because they like the way he handled COVID. And that is insane.
Well, yeah.
That's fucked up. Yeah. That's the reason.
But it's a lie. The numbers that he's going to put out are lies.
But they don't even... you know what, though, man? I don't think they, and by they I mean the maggots, don't even care about the numbers. They just like the idea of that blob of shit being president, right?
Yeah.
God, that's so... You guys are so fucked up. God, you're so fucked up. Jeez.
Still more responses to the release of Brittany Griner.
What response? Hey, that's great news. Thank fucking God she's not in a fucking prison camp in Russia.
Did you see the brother of the, I've already forgotten his name. It's horrible. The Marine that's still in jail, imprisoned over there.
Right.
That the conservatives are squealing. How dare they trade this arms dealer for this basketball lesbian who hates America.
Is that what people are calling her? A basketball lesbian?
No, I don't.
I'm a basketball lesbian.
I just put their greatest hits together, I guess.
Yeah, that's perfect for them.
I forgot Black. She's Black, right? Best basketball lesbian.
But wait, Paul Whelan is a spy, right? And so he's on a different kind of negotiation level.
Well, he was alleged spy.
Yeah.
But we also learned that was not on the table.
Right. Okay.
And the brother of Paul Whelan put out a couple of tweets that basically said, look, we are thrilled that Brittany Griner is back.
Yeah.
Getting our brother back was not on the table.
Yeah.
And by the way, fuck Trump. Because Trump is talking more about my brother right now than
before.
He ever did after he was initially arrested.
He's talking about it now because, look, we...
Right, right.
Because Brittany Griner is lesbian and African-American, and it's racism, right?
Yeah.
It's the... There's no other reaction about Brittany Griner getting released from the fucking Russians. It's not...
And Trump's still truthing about it. It wasn't on the table.
Let me help you. When someone gets released from Russia out of some fucked up prison camp, it's good. It's a good thing. There's really not another fucking way to look at it, unless you're a total fuckhead.
We should have saved him for someone better later on, maybe.
It's horrible. Not like that.
Horrible.
It's
right,
not
right.
Like that.
Well, this is their valuation on humans.
Oh, it's so, but it's also the dumbest, thuggish, dullard fucking... opinion to have on something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just easy ignorance pickings right there. We love it in Florida. God, you fucking morons.
You'll recognize these mellifluous tones. Here's a response to Brittany Griner coming home.
Okay.
So what does Brother Brittany do?
Brother Brittany.
Shane Vaughn, shame on you. He's
and this is the other thing. Now they're convinced that Brittany Griner is a man.
Listen,
also the tweets going on.
This is the lowest common denominator of society speaking.
Shane Vaughn.
Oh my God! At this moment, absolutely
from Mississippi.
It's the dumbest shit you could say, Shane.
Yeah, so what does Brother Brittany do? Yeah, it's Brother Brittany. Look at the Adam's apple, darling. Brother Brittany throws a basketball around and kneels during the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
There it is.
You know, why doesn't an anonymous go look at Shane Vaughn's internet search history? Let's see what's going on with you, you fuck. You wacko.
Why are you doing this? You know what? This is crazy.
I didn't check his town in Mississippi to see if it was on the lust factor. He might single-handedly
Shane Bond, let me tell you something. The nipple clamps can't be tight enough for this fuck. You
ass. During the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, refusing to pledge his allegiance, does drugs, hates America, and Brother Britney has a wife. That's right. That's right.
Yay! Good job, you dumb shit.
Supposedly, someone chatted with Brittany Griner on the flight back.
Yes.
And said that she did say that she did have those cartridges. With the cannabis oil in them.
So stupid.
Just saying.
Right.
It's a wife! That's right. That's right. Brother Brittany has a wife! While the merchant of death is the Bill Gates of arms dealing.
What the
fuck? Our American fake pseudo government felt that we could afford to let the merchant of death go. That's all Putin wanted, was the merchant of death. That was our ace of spades, darling.
I can't imagine the maneuverings going on at the State Department, and it's in this dumb fuck, this transphobic dickhead is like, is comparing it to.
Well, she's not trans.
No, he's transphobic.
Yeah.
What he's saying is transphobic.
Right. But, yeah.
Like, he's comparing this prisoner swap to some dumb card game. Sorry, gamblers, but really.
Wanted was the merchant of death. That was our ace of spades, darling. If you want to get Brittany back, Brother Brittany, then why don't you go find a Russian prostitute that we've got in jail and give her back in exchange for Brother Brittany, because their value is about the same.
These people are horrific. That's just what Jesus would say, isn't it?
God, Shane, you dumb fucking little Nazi fuck.
Racist, sexist, classist.
Yes, and all you're doing is making her a target for other fucking dumb idiots. God.
You see, Professor Toto says the quiet part out loud. I say what you've been thinking. That's why y'all love Trump so much. That's why I love him so much. He says the quiet part out loud. So
there you go, Shane Bond.
He says the quiet part out loud.
Brother Brittany.
God, go fuck yourself, you wacko.
Fucking asshole. I don't even know. These people are so vile. I mean, it's just not even close.
It's stupidity.
Assholes.
Yeah. Crazy.
A little past the top of the hour. Thanks for listening, everybody. Yay. Thanks for downloading us. Are we to show tomorrow?
Tomorrow is Tuesday. I mean, we could do the show. It would be
Thursday. Friday is off.
Thursdays. I mean,
you're on a traveling gig.
Comedy, yeah.
Tomorrow maybe. Check with us.
Yes.
It might be a thin week.
Yeah.
Here's a name we haven't heard of.
Yes.
In a long time. A long, long time. I would play it, but I don't know if you'll remember this person, but we'll see if it gives it away here. Okay. I haven't listened to this whole clip. It might even announce who she is.
Okay.
Last night you were at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
You made an announcement. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah. So, America's Future, which is General Flynn's foundation, is working very hard to combat the human trafficking.
Who is
that? Any ideas? America's Future is
Deanna Lorraine
is trying really hard.
No, it's
to
it's Ivanka.
Hillary Clinton prayed and made me fall off my surfboard.
Oh my God,
in Hawaii.
Is that Laura Loomer? It's
and
the other
sent
one.
Her evil witches.
Shit,
Liz Crokin, everyone, one of the early Q loons,
an OG Q loon, right?
Big time pizza gator. That's where she kind of made her. Yeah.
I named Shane Vaughn in like 0.2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
And this one, you know.
Well, this is a deep cut.
Right.
It's been a while.
Say, so.
You know. And then she was kind of, even the Q people got sick of her bullshit or whatever, you know, and they all started sniping at each other and you know, it's just, that's just who they are.
On her surfboard because the strap that's supposed to go around your ankle got fucked up on her.
But it was Hillary's witches that were praying and sending spells at me.
I would love it if Hillary Clinton has a coven of witches and she's like, guys, do we have any time today to spare, you know, to make Liz Crokin have an accident on her surfboard? And the witches would be like, who in the fuck is that? And no, we don't. We're too busy. I mean, that's that. Liz Crokin thinks a lot of herself. If she thinks Hillary's witches can spare any time.
And I think she might have lost like part of a finger too or something like that. So,
oh, jeez. You know, that sucks, Liz.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, yeah. You're lucky a shark didn't get you out there, that bleeding finger. Anybody else out there with you, you made him a target to these fucking sharks.
Oh, here.
At least the pain will be temporary. So anyways, no one's threatening me, you guys, you know, in this respect. No one cut off my fingers. Unfortunately, it was just a freak accident. I mean, if there's anything that happened to me that's related, is that these people that I expose engage in witchcraft. You know, the people like Marina Abramovic, the people like Hillary Clinton. For the deep state articles that are getting ready to like write like a hit piece on me right now.
That's her shortly after her fingers got lopped off.
Hey, listen, I get it, dude. She's on like lots of lore tab and she's,
you know,
she's fucked up. I might say some weird shit too if I lost my fingers.
So that's Liz.
Shit.
That's who Liz is.
Not yet. Her finger is gone?
When?
Did she lose her fingers?
I had part of it, I thought, maybe.
Surfing? Guy, could you imagine? That sucks. If you lost your fingers surfing and it didn't involve a shark attack.
Oh, I'd say it would. I would lie.
Yeah, because that means every time you're going to have to explain the story so deeply for people to understand.
Crokin was one of the earliest promoters of the QAnon conspiracy theory, spent the last several years spreading increasingly wild conspiracy theories, primarily about Pizzagate.
That is a deep cut then. You were part of the reason why a pizza place got shut up by a guy looking for a basement in a building that didn't have a basement.
Despite the fact that literally none of the predictions that Crokin made over the years ever came true.
Zero!
She never followed through on her threat to bow out of the QAnon movement if she didn't see a mass arrest of leaders or the supposed global satanic, of the supposed global satanic pedophile ring by the end of 2019.
How do you bow out of the QAnon movement?
Instead, she has doggedly continued to spread the theory, at one point even expressing her gratitude, quote, for everything that Q has done for humanity.
Okay.
So, how far she fell, but last Tuesday...
Yes?
Liz Crokin spoke at a fundraiser... at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh my God.
For an organization called America's Future.
Okay.
Who is affiliated with
Nazi
Mikey Flynn.
Oh, I mean Nazi, so I was right.
At the event, it was announced that America's Future was launching a program called Project Defend and Protect Our Children.
Let me help you with that title. It's Project Give Me Your Credit Card Number and the last three and the three-digit security code on the back, please.
It will be overseen by a board featuring Crokin, discredited journalist Lara Logan, and others. Crokin's delight, Trump made a surprise appearance at the event.
Oh my gosh. Jeez. I mean, you know, this is are there so many of these dumb fundraisers at Mar-a-Lago that they're just running out of people to headline?
Probably.
And they're just like, how about Liz Crokin? Who the fuck is that? She lost her fingers.
Brewer's said, busy. He's doing Reawaken America.
Yeah, Bruce. Jim Brewer.
America's Future, which is General Flynn's foundation, is working very hard to combat the human trafficking. And they're putting a team together that is going to educate people on this, films, videos, articles. They're gonna tackle this head on. So they're gonna educate people on this. They're gonna be on the ground going to communities, eradicating it, and they're also going to
be eradicating sex trafficking. How are these assholes going to be eradicating sex trafficking?
Well, if you want to do that, you can't send a bunch of Republicans to do it because they won't really eradicate it. They will partake.
They're going to be outside Matt Gaetz' house.
Yeah, they're going to make it grow. Yeah, Matt Gaetz is like, hey,
can we have your Rolodex?
We really have so much sex trafficking. We need somebody to do some trafficking so we can park all these cars.
Maybe offering services to help victims.
Yes.
And so I have been working with Mary Flynn, who's the executive director on this.
Mike Flynn's wife.
Is the executive director, meaning what? She gets a fucking check.
Probably.
Yeah. Bam.
I'm going to be part of their board. We announced that last night to combat human trafficking. And we had this wonderful fundraiser to raise money for this cause at Mar-a-Lago last night, and I got the privilege and the honor to speak at Mar-a-Lago about Pizzagate at the fundraiser.
So she's still a believer.
Pizzagate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Liz, I mean.
I got to speak about Pizzagate at Mar-a-Lago.
Nobody at Mar-a-Lago says, hey, don't bring up the whole Pizzagate thing. We don't need to go that crazy, right?
Does anyone say that to her? No.
No.
At the cocktail reception that we had outside by the pool before we went to the ballroom for dinner. And, you know, 6 years ago, you know, I was a lone soldier fighting this. No one wanted to even say the word Pizzagate because the media had so successfully redefined.
Put out the facts and the truth. There was no child pedophile ring being rung out of a pizza shop in D.C.
Well, and also the detail of that they were in a basement that didn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Which listen, if you were going to hide someone in a secret basement, was it a secret basement? Do you know, you watched the Lord of the Rings series?
Yeah.
Maybe it was a secret basement made by elves or dwarves.
Dwarves, yeah.
And you know, there's a secret knock or something and then it opens.
Wanted to even say the word Pizzagate because the media had so successfully redefined what it is and it was so taboo. And I can't even tell you how badly I was ostracized for talking about Pizzagate exposure.
You supported a story that was about.
So instead of saying, wow, you know, this crazy theory, I was ostracized, maybe I'm wrong, she stuck with it. And now she's speaking at Mar-a-Lago, and she's on the board of this ridiculous group.
Good Lord. I mean, this sounds like everybody's just getting paid. That's what this
is. And I can't even tell you how badly I was ostracized for talking about Pizzagate, exposing Pizzagate, and how many friends I lost, and what a lonely journey it was. So to go from, you know, that to being at Mar-a-Lago and being able to freely talk about Pizzagate.
Well,
there and say this is real.
It's not,
and there's no more tiptoeing around it anymore. Was just an incredible experience.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, Liz Croken's back, everybody.
Liz is back, everyone.
She has freedom to say whatever she wants by the pool.
I'm working with
Liz. No offense, but that's not the craziest shit anybody's ever said by the pool at Mar-a-Lago. They probably. By a pool people probably drowned in that pool or been murdered. That's not the craziest shit that's went on at the Mar-a-Lago pool. She gave a speech by the pool. Things are looking up.
This is another clip from Right Wing Watch. This is Jenna Ellis. You may recall her.
Yeah, she's Rudy's associate.
She's Tootie Rudy's fart sniffer.
Hey, Jenna, you got that pink eye.
sitting next to him during that famous hearing.
Oh,
when,
my God.
When he let fly a couple. And
that's my last day at the office.
Visually
right there.
Reacted with disgust. Yes,
of course.
Here's Jenna Ellis and this right-wing dickbag show host, Eric Metaxas. We played him a bunch. He's out of his mind. Trumpist.
Metaxas.
Scumbag. Here they are twisting themselves into turd pretzels over
turd pretzel.
Donald Trump wanting to terminate the Constitution.
Of course. Donald Trump made some statement like, forget the Constitution or whatever. And of course, people take him literally like, oh, my God, what he's saying? What's he saying? But he was making a point. And in typical fashion, he made his point in a way that might bother some people because they don't know how to read him or something. But
because they don't know how to read him. Terminate the rules, including those in the Constitution.
I know what that means.
It's unambiguous.
Right. Meaning everybody understands. Everybody understands.
So essentially, Eric Metaxas is saying, don't take Trump seriously. Anything he says seriously.
Right. Just vote for him.
Or how to read him or something. But let's talk about what he was talking about and why we agree that he shouldn't have said it that way, but why we're not as troubled as some people who think that he thinks we should throw away the Constitution, because obviously he doesn't. But he was being a little hyperbolic. But let's talk about
Donald Trump hyperbolic. Imagine that.
Get out of here.
So to set this up, though, you know, I obviously know and respect Donald Trump personally. I've worked for him. Everyone knows that. And so without a shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump
that was so
loves
loud.
And respects the Constitution.
God, Jenna Ellis, if that would have happened, she would have been like, I'm calling 911. You're obviously dying.
Well, that was that volume was.
Jeez, man. Poor Rudy. Must be so
somebody get a squeegee. Holy shit.
What the fuck is Jenna Ellis talking about now?
I don't know.
I forgot. No, hyperbolic. The guy told people to go storm the Capitol. And
Trump
now he's
hyperbolic. Imagine
what?
That.
Get
right?
out of here.
So to set this up, though, you know, I obviously know and respect Donald Trump personally. I worked for him. Everyone knows that. And so I can say without a shadow of a doubt that Donald Trump loves and respects the Constitution more than almost
Donald Trump made some statement like,
I'm dying, Rudy. I can't.
Oh, man.
Guy, can we just, we need Georgia to not certify the election so we can just go home. Rudy's killing me. You think Jenna would call and say, I can't do this anymore. He farted right in my face.
I have to change my name and my identity.
You have to do it. I got a coli.
Oh, God.
How horrible.
There you go. Jenna Ellis, everyone.
Thank you for that bullshit.
And Eric Metaxas.
Oh, God, you suck, Eric.
Twisting themselves into...
Ooh, turd pretzels, like you said.
Turd pretzels.
You going to copyright that, or...
Turd pretzel? I'm sure it's been...
No, it's a business.
...put out there somewhere. Yeah. There's probably a DJ.
Right.
DJ Turd Pretzel.
It's probably a horrible... That would be a horrible gag gift. It's a pretzel bag sealed up, and it looks like pretzels, but they're actually turds.
Oh.
God.
Also, in the news, here's another clip from the two of these assholes.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting. You don't need to be a Christian to get virtue. This is the funny thing. I mean, when you're talking about the classical Greeks understanding virtue and saying that virtue has to be taught. Of course, that is a biblical worldview. They didn't know it was a biblical worldview because the ancient, the Greeks, the classical era in Greece, they were not familiar with the Bible. But truth is,
fuck you.
This is that presuppositional bullshit.
What does that mean?
They try to say, I'm not a Christian. Oh, yes, you are.
Fuck off, man.
I don't believe in God. Yes, you do. You know you do. Everyone does. You know you do.
Well, the Greeks.
So he's saying the Greeks had actually a biblical worldview, even though they didn't know anything about the Bible.
Interesting. How would you have that then? How would you have a worldview based in something that you don't fucking know about?
Because, Ryan, it's a biblical, the Jesus magic spread everywhere, even long before he died and came back.
Is it part of your essence or something?
I guess. It's part of it started with the Big Bang.
I have no problem believing that. Just show me the article that show me the citations and the evidence.
It's in the Bible.
Oh, it's in the Bible?
Ancient, the Greeks, the classical era in Greece, they were not familiar with the Bible, but truth is truth, reality is reality, it's inescapable. So they were on to a number of big things, simply not knowing where it came from.
See, there's no logical discussions with these people, because, well, that's it, truth is truth, logic is logic, that's it. There's a God, there, we're done.
That's that guy saying that the Greeks are walking around, I love Jesus. I don't even know what the fuck that means.
For some reason.
That's insane.
These Christianists are just out of their fucking minds.
I don't remember the Bible in any of the Greek shit I learned about. Did you? There's no Bible shit.
Well, no. They had all kinds of fun gods.
Yes. They had a different thing going on. They had Dionysus.
What was it Stephen Fry says? He respects the Greeks more with their religious systems, because at least their gods were fucking assholes like humans are, and had all the flaws and dickery that we have.
They're doing what most people would do if they had like godlike powers, right?
Right. Be horrible, nasty, vicious.
But the Greek gods are more like superheroes, because some of them could run fast, some of them could hunt, some of them could shoot like lightning.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that how it works?
Some partied.
But then we just have this one, this one dumb god that just like, what does Jesus can walk on water? He changes water into wine, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What else? What other powers do we have of note? I don't know how you fight anything with that bullshit.
He makes a great brisket.
Walking on water could be useful. I can see how that's useful. You can't drown.
I use my Jesus recipe for my brisket.
Can Jesus shoot anything out of his hands? You know what I mean?
It depends. Are there two apostles standing on either side of him?
I'm going to give you the Jesus jack to fight back these evil demons.
He puts it
the Gatling. He holds it through my hand. The holes in
You're
his
fucking
hands.
The holes in his hands. It's how like horrible.
The Christians have how shitty superheroes. That's what it is. You have shitty superheroes, and it's not cool. Right?
What about Bible Man?
Willie, what's his name? Ames?
Willie Ames.
Willie Ames, you should send Crab Diving a thank you note. We mentioned your existence today. God damn it. Who else did? Who else did?
Well, maybe Bible Man is still.
I bet if I mention Willie Ames in the summary of this on crabdiving.com, he will get that in a publicity report, right? Probably,
yeah.
Does his agent follow how he's covered in the news?
Whose agent?
Willie Ames. I'm just saying, who's thinking of him today?
I mean, does Willie Ames have an agent?
You should send us a thank you note, Willie, because we mentioned you. Bible Man.
Oops. I just smacked my own microphone.
Bible Man didn't even have any powers, though, right? Could he? He was just strong as shit, I think.
I thought he did. He had God power. Remember, he had Jesus power and shit. This golden light would shoot out.
Willie Ames is sitting around, all his actor friends like, hey, I was a superhero too. You know? You think he's friends with, like, Hugh Jackman and, I don't know, who are some other, Michael Keaton? What's his face? Who played Iron Man? Whatever it is. I can't remember his name. That guy. And all these people that have played famous superheroes, and he's like, I'm Bible Man. It seems like he should show up in Guardians. That would be funny.
He is...
I didn't mean to talk about Willie Ames so much. Stupid. Jesus. Nobody knows who that is. He played Bible Man. He was on Eight is Enough, right?
It says after becoming an award-winning, platinum-selling writer, producer, director Willie Ames took a 5-year hiatus.
The hiatus, huh? Jeez.
And became a six-star cruise director, spending his time circling the globe and visiting 127 countries. What does that mean?
Oh, my God. I know what that means. At Carnival Cruise Line, man, they have someone that talks on the loudspeaker that you become friends with. You just do. Everybody does, because this guy's always talking. And he's funny. He's like, hello, cruisers. We are approaching.
Assistant cruise director, yes! On the MS Nautica of Oceania Cruise
Assistant.
Lines performed twice a week as a singer.
Twice a week? That's it? I want that gig. God. When? God, Willie Ames. Shit.
Wow. But that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Cruise director on Oceania cruise ship in 2012.
I have this one friend who was on a cruise ship as a comedian, and he put a video out when they had some really, really fucking bad weather. They were in the middle of a storm, and there was like water splashing over the fucking deck and into some of the hallways. I mean, fuck that. I can't, man, a Titanic situation, one of those horrible boats. Ooh, fuck that shit.
Nothing on his IMDb since 2020.
You know, it's like, yeah, he was a cruise director, though.
Yeah.
An assistant cruise director.
And then,
good morning,
and then cruise director. Then he moved up.
Guys, today on the hamburger deck, we're going to have a charade contest. And
aren't you Bible man? Excuse me.
I'm going to be in my Bible man costume in the hot tub.
On the Lido deck.
I'm on the Lido deck in the Bible man costume, signing autographs. $35 a glossy. $45 signed autograph copy. VIP dining experience with Willie Ames as Bible Man too.
Hashtag America.
Yay!
A California man has been charged with felony assault.
Okay.
After shooting a black man who rented a nearby Airbnb property as he was walking to the grocery store.
Shit. What does Airbnb say about this? Because this happens.
Mark Waters, 66, charged with felony assault with a semi-automatic firearm, resulting in great bodily injury.
Jesus.
And personal use of a firearm.
So someone saw somebody walking out of an Airbnb. We're like, who the fuck is that?
He further charges may come as law enforcement is investigating hate crime allegations. The 21-year-old victim left the Airbnb to walk to a nearby grocery store on the night of the shooting. He was unarmed. When he crossed the street, he saw Waters exit a home and quickly approach him holding a black handgun.
This is Jesse Waters.
The victim attempted to run to safety, but Waters, I love this, but Waters, described as white by prosecutors.
Oh, okay.
Fired a single gunshot as his back was turned.
A brave
gun guy shot him in the back.
But why? Because he thought
he was trying to run away. The victim suffered a serious injury to his leg. At least he was just shot in the leg.
Yeah, his arteries down there. You could bleed out.
Why do you start poking me at 5:30 now, Shelby?
She's What's like, fuck on? It. It's time to eat. It's time. She's like, we've had enough of this fucking podcast.
You're too early, pal.
And I want my food.
Oh, here.
No, yeah, she likes that.
Oh, okay. Shit.
She grabs it.
The police responded to the scene, rendered first aid to the victim. I'm surprised they didn't shoot the black guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean,
surprisingly.
Why is this happening so much with Airbnbs? Because people are like, oh, that person doesn't live there. That black person. They think that person's robbing the house or something.
Waters' home was searched and multiple firearms were seized.
Good. Take his guns.
He was, says will be, so he must have been arraigned today.
Jeez.
The district attorney says, we will not tolerate such senseless and violent acts in this county. We wish the victim a speedy recovery.
What are you supposed to say? If you
make sure he receives the justice for this brutal assault.
I mean, what is society, what are we doing to stop this? This has to stop. This is dumb. It's so fucking stupid. A person of color decides to get an Airbnb and someone's like, I don't recognize that person. Let me go get my fucking gun.
Right.
Is that
right.
What happened? Is that the story? There's no other nuance to it. That's it, right?
This
dumb thug was like, oh, look, I don't know that person. Let me go shoot them.
Yes. Right.
I mean, I...
Obviously, he's a criminal and suspicious. The same thing that happened to Ahmaud Arbery.
Oh, that's just fucking... That's horrible. All of this is tragic and stupid.
They think they're the vigilante council, and they can go out and arrest people and everything. He shot the guy in the back as he was trying to run away because a crazy white man with a gun was coming toward him.
Yeah. Yes. People like to run away when they think pain is coming, or I'm trying to explain why someone would run for someone that was shooting at them.
Right?
I don't know what to say to this story other than don't fucking shoot fucking people, you dumb fucking shitbags.
Oh, well, this is gooder news for Mike Lindell. The state Republican Executive Committee passed a resolution on Saturday, unanimous, 62-0, that they've lost confidence in Ronna McDaniel.
Oh, shit. Why?
The resolution said, quote, she must be replaced, but they did not endorse any challengers.
You know, they are the Nazi party, because I don't know shit about Ronna McDaniels. She's just not Nazi enough for these guys, right?
Under Chairwoman McDaniel's leadership, the GOP lost both houses of Congress and the White House and seriously underperformed in 2022 by further losing ground in the Senate and only barely winning a majority in the House.
I wait a second. Time the fuck out.
They're blaming her.
But wait.
Not Trump.
No, they're not thinking about this right. It's what Mitch McConnell said. The candidates all fucking suck. To me,
yes.
You're burying the lead.
But
the story
they can blame Ronna McDaniel.
I'm Ronna McDaniels. I almost made Herschel Walker a fucking senator. Can you imagine? That is someone, some evil person, almost made Herschel Walker a senator in a fucked up way. That is a...
She was... I mean, he was really Trumpy, though. Fuck her.
Worst candidate ever. Oh, yeah,
she's tweeted some horrible shit and statements, and fuck her.
But I'm just saying... The Republicans ran such shit candidates that they should be happy with what they got.
The resolution puts the state party in the front lines of those. Texas GOP chair Matt Rinaldi has already endorsed a potential challenger.
Yes.
New York U.S. Rep Lee Zeldin.
Boring.
Although Zeldin said he won't run.
Mike Lindell all the way.
Texas Republicans will get 3 votes when the 168 member RNC meets next month for the chair election.
Yes, God, how many pedos get to vote?
More opposition has emerged to McDaniel for re-election.
Yes,
including California RNC member Harmeet Dillon and MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell.
Well, I don't know if you're prepared to endorse yet, but I am. And this half of crab diving is I endorse Mike Lindell for RNC chairman.
Oh, earlier I said I spoke for I spoke for crab diving earlier. I assumed. I'm sorry.
This nobody loves the Republicans. This Mike Lindell, he just shit canned his whole business for this election lie. And you guys should appreciate. Look how hard he's working for this bullshit. They took his cell phone at Hardee's even. That's how much he loves the Republicans, right?
Yeah,
and
now
the conservative movement.
And now they've said, fuck Ronna.
Yeah. Ronna McDaniels. Blah, 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 blah.
Carrie Lake still just won't give the fuck up.
She hasn't conceded?
No, oh, no, no.
Who cares? You lost.
She's
lost.
She's making this her total vibe now.
What do you mean?
Even after that previous lawsuit was thrown out, and remember, that other judge put sanctions, recommended her and the lawyers for sanctions, or the lawyers, for filing frivolous, moronic, stupid lawsuits.
Yeah, yeah. Wait.
She's filed another lawsuit.
Oh, okay. She's not listening.
The Arizona Republic wrote that went after her for filing what she describes as a desperate, delusional lawsuit.
Desperate. What do they mean by that?
This is Arizona Republic columnist Lori Roberts says, in a nutshell, her lawsuit is 70 pages of grievance and disbelief sprinkled with frequent flights of fancy. A lot of woulda couldas about the many ways in which Hobbs and Maricopa County election officials stole Lake's victory. The only thing missing is any actual evidence that they did. It's the exact same thing. Well, look, they had these machines, and there's a possibility with all of these votes that were counted from the mail-in votes, too.
Mike Lindell's like, oh. Is she, is her thing the election machines, or is...
Anything she can get, so. Anything.
Well, like, Terry, it's kind of weird to, you're not conceding. That not conceding doesn't mean you win. That you lost, you're just not saying you lost. And really, it doesn't change anything. It just, you're just like a fucking dumb fuck.
This journalist also notes that the regular cast of Republican attorneys who usually show up to help campaign filing election-related lawsuits are absent from Lake's challenge.
So, even these loons.
Yeah, yeah. Instead, Lake is relying on a lawyer who represented the cyber ninjas during their failed audit of the 2020 election in Arizona.
Hey, I look, Carrie, eventually you're going to be on LegalZoom figuring this out yourself.
And remember, the cyber ninjas, after all that, ended up with 200 more votes for Biden.
That's right. Yeah, I mean...
And a whole bunch of woulda, coulda, or coulda, maybe, possible. They were like, well, we did identify some holes that could have been exploited, but no evidence that any were.
Right.
And that's what Carrie Lake is doing. Well, there was this that
happened,
but there's no evidence that it did happen. But it coulda happened! We need to throw it out! I'm the governor!
Okay, Carrie, you're the governor. Just like a kid when he's got his, you know, a kid in a car seat will have a pretend steering wheel.
Right.
You're the governor like that.
The author jokes that it's easy to spot those lawyers' handiwork in the lawsuit, which is loaded with conspiratorial language that even implicates other Arizona Republicans. According to the lawsuit, Governor Elect Katie Hobbs and Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer were part of a, quote, secret censorship operation coordinated by the Federal Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Nobody, less people voted for you than the other person. I think that's what happened.
They're all so fucking crazy and sad.
Listen,
and you think they'd catch the hint. They all lost.
Yeah.
Like, all the crazy crazies pretty much lost.
Well, they lost their minds. And so I think this is how it's going to be. When a president tells his loony followers to storm the Capitol to fight like hell, or they're going to take...
Peacefully.
He's like, they're going to take it from you. It's like, what are they taking from you? This is just the way it is.
Peacefully and quietly. Yeah. March.
It's going to be a lot of tourism, like we saw on January 6th from here on out.
She's still going.
Can't you hire that fucking Carrie Lake so she won't run for vice president or some shit like that? Can't you give her a fucking job? Jeez.
Well, you know, I've been living with this for 3.5 years when I... first put out the information about Biden's bribery in Ukraine. And I lived through that. I got up every morning from the first moment I got that hard drive saying to myself, how can I get this to my fellow citizens? Because you just read just a little bit of it, you realize the candidate of the Democrat Party was a lifelong criminal. And I mean, there are 50, 60 crimes outlined there. And I'm not saying that lightly. I mean, I spent my life prosecuting criminals. Now, I know crime. I know RICO as the first one to prosecute it successfully.
Jenna Ellis is a real trooper. Was she sitting there the whole time?
This is an interview he did on Newsmax.
Oh, okay.
And he's talking about Hunter Biden's laptop.
Jeez.
You just read a little bit of it, and you realize the candidate of the Democrat Party is a lifelong criminal.
You know,
somehow Biden is a lifelong criminal.
Right. You know what? If I was Hunter Biden, I'd move to France.
I added the fart noises. I do have to. I will admit that I did add the
full disclosure.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow. Jeez, Rudy. Man.
Farts are funny.
That's right.
Do you want to hear the rest of this?
There are several racketeering cases in which Joe Biden would be similar to the head of an organized crime family. He took millions of dollars in bribes. Millions. This is the biggest corruption case that I can find in the history of this country. And it was covered up.
Excuse me. That's
by
the sound.
A major
Rudy,
part of the media. In this.
That's the sound of the Millennium Falcon jumping into hyperspace. By the way, that's not a fart, so go ahead.
This is YouTube. It has 15 million views. 3 hours of fart noises. 3 hours. Of fart noises has 15 million views.
That's who we are.
I
podcast all the time.
Approve.
15 million listens. Just fart. Stop talking. Just fart. That's what I've learned today.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's how many millions of views is that worth?
Oh, there's a squeaker.
I talked over that. Do that one again.
Wait, what? The squeaker?
Yeah.
Oh,
jeez. Uh-oh. Well, jeez. This fart tank. God, you know.
I think it's the next one.
15 million?
There you go.
15 million.
15 million views.
Shit, man. Yeah.
So that's what I use when I'm playing those clips. I just jump to a point somewhere in the 3 hour video. Just go with it.
That's good.
Thank you to who put this out there.
That's the artistic
process. Mr. Pointless on YouTube.
Thank you, Mr. Pointless. We appreciate your art.
I wonder how much money he's made off of 3 hours of farting.
So much money. So much money. You know. Quit being clever and...
Thanks for inventing the internet.
Eat some weird shit. You'll be rich.
So that's Rudy. Rudy's still out
Yay.
Talking.
Cool.
Still out talking.
Right.
Amazingly.
Yeah. And he's still having the same digestive issue. That's not really irritable bowels. What does he have, is it? He's just got a case of the old...
yeah, I mean, who the fuck knows what he's eating? Rudy Patootie.
Yay! Congratulations, America.
Also in the news, thanks for the. Oh, just look at time's fucking flying. Check our social media tomorrow. See if we're going to be on. We may not.
Right.
Otherwise, you can find me on the Valhalla server on New World.
Yeah. Valhalla. What's your name? You got to say your name so people can find you.
On Valhalla, it's Fazzle Balti.
Yeah.
Not Basil Balti, but Fazzle Balti. Right. And the character looks kind of like John Cleese.
Oh, okay.
Because I usually hit random.
Yeah.
Like on when you're doing a character generator to see what it looks like. And I hit random and it came up with this. The skinny white guy with a mustache that looked like John Cleese in Fawlty Towers. So right. Like, well, there we go. Probably can't call him Basil Fawlty, but
right.
So I said Fazzle Balti. Also in L news.
Yes.
And I'm going to be going back to Elden Ring, but that's not an MMO.
You can't play with anybody in that.
You can team up with one other person and do shit. But it's not a, multiplayer kind of a dealio.
Yeah, I was playing a game today in the Gun Raiders, and I couldn't get these kids to, you know, we were playing a team match, and none of my teammates were listening to me. It was pissing me off. Yeah.
I promise I'll stop.
I'm
going to close the video right now because I will be tempted.
I don't have 15 million views of anything. Not even fucking close. That fart is
3 hours of farts.
That fart has more is much more charismatic than I am. Evidenced by the 15 million views. People love farts. They love it. Give them what they love, obviously.
Trying not to laugh. Too hard. Let's check Trump's truth stream.
Hey, check my stream.
He tweeted, retruthed Sean Hannity.
Yes.
the media were complicit in outright censorship. They're still squealing about these. We're on, in fact, a couple hours ago, Elon tweeted,
"Yes,
Twitter files number 5, the banning of Trump." So it's all the decisions there. And once again, it's a bunch of emails going back and forth about them fretting about whether we should do this or not.
Right. It's a decision. It's right. The decision-making process, right?
Yes.
What do you think about this? Well, here's what I think. What do you think? Oh, okay. What do you think? That's what he's screaming about?
Then he Trump retruthed the story from the ironically named AmericanThinker.com.
Yeah.
A call to the good people of MAGA to denounce the left's anti-Trump slanders. They do.
Slanders?
They do.
Yes.
All of MAGA squeals about anything we accuse or any evidence that credibly accuses Trump of bad shit, crimes.
Okay, here's one thing.
Sexual Trump assault.
Actually ate paper. Is that alleged?
That's what that one author said. Omarosa.
Yeah, but it was also, I thought there was someone else that had that same account. I'm just saying that Trump is accused of a lot of crazy shit.
Well, we definitely have the pictures of
that happened.
Didn't Maggie Haberman take pictures of the docs in the toilet?
Oh my God, yeah.
Wasn't that her?
Yeah, yeah.
He played Mark Levin.
Yay.
Let's soil our ears with this for a second.
The divine. He had stories popping from the New York Post, even though everybody else was trying to cover it up and censor it. Were you ever contacted by Attorney General Bill Barr's office or the FBI Director's office, Christopher Wray, to debrief them on what was on this laptop?
No.
Oh, my God. Why isn't the Bill Barr calling everyone to debrief? This is a congressperson he's talking to.
This is crazy.
Why didn't Bill Barr call you to debrief you about all that was on this laptop?
Listen, there's so many things on this planet happening that need attention. And we have so much of our government's energy. Or at least they're looking into this laptop or they're just talking about it.
Oh, this is
so stupid.
He's really upset about this one. This is yesterday.
Yeah.
All caps. This entire message is all caps.
Okay.
How can the January 6th Unselect Committee make criminal referrals when they haven't even spoken about or studied those that rigged the 2020 election, the troops not being brought in by Pelosi, or now the election fraud determinatively?
Determinatively. Is that real?
The election fraud determinatively revealed by Twitter. These are the real criminals, 3 exclamation points. So there's we did the story that the January 6th committee will be making criminal referrals on some things. Yes. We don't know what.
Right. And that should come soon, right? Because they have like 3 more days to work.
Not much longer.
Good
yeah.
God, guys.
So he's losing his mind over that.
Jeez. Wait. He should be losing his mind over a lot of shit, though. He's got a full mental plate, don't you think?
He's just retruthing all kinds of stuff.
God.
He says, so sad to the story. I think this is a great story.
Yes.
NYPD resignations shoot up by 30%.
Yay!
Bye, fucklishas. Bye. Yeah. Goodbye, thugs. Because if you're leaving,
that means
that the stuff that they're trying to put in place to keep an eye on you motherfuckers is running you away, that we don't feel like we're being supported because we can't beat up black people no more and we're getting called out on shit.
Well, this is great news because part of the thing with Black Lives Matter and those protests, the message was less engagement with the cops. Not necessarily better cops would be great. We don't want to fucking see them. There's too many of these fucking cops. And this is good that they're quitting. Good. God, we have too many cops here. Get rid of these motherfuckers.
God, there's a video. I'm sure, I think these officers were probably fired, but of two cops that went into some business and some of the people, I think it was a coffee shop probably.
Yeah.
The girl working behind the counter was wearing a BLM shirt.
Okay.
And they got mad and they were trying to force her to give them the name of the owner of the store and the manager.
That
so that they could
the
call them and tell her that they're never coming back.
Good.
We are never coming back to this because we don't feel safe here.
You fucking pussies. What do you, these cops don't, I'm sorry. The cops don't feel safe. Bulletproof vest, gun, billy club, taser, the whole bit. You don't feel safe?
Yeah,
what
yeah,
do you
yeah.
need to feel safe, you motherfuckers. You pussies. My God.
I think this was the one. Minneapolis, maybe?
Yes.
Or something. I'm trying to find
Minneapolis
it.
Minneapolis is so fucking cold, man. That is what Louis Black is so right about in his comedy when he talks about the Midwest. But Minnesota's so fucking cold. And yeah. Like what the Vikings? One time I went to a football game, the Bears versus the Vikings.
Ooh,
those people are crazy.
I went to
Vikings fans
a Bears game that was literally the coldest day of the year in Chicago. It was like minus something.
How horrible! How fucking horrible!
I was kind of like, fuck this. I spent a lot of time drinking beer in the lounge.
Yeah. I mean,
so I was like, I want to see this. I like football and everything, but holy fuck.
It's hard to think about what it would be like to be athletic in that cold, like to run around and shit and then get hit. Fuck all that.
Couple minutes left here on the big show. Like I said, check tomorrow our socials to see if we're going to yes. be on. Otherwise, Wednesday.
Yes. Absolutely.
The usual time, 2 to 4 p.m. Right. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, live. And thank you so much for buying shit through the Amazon link. Less than 2 weeks till Christmas. That's scary.
That's right. That is scary.
So get out, crabdiving.com/Amazon. Go buy shit for people.
Yay.
On Amazon. Have it delivered. And then you can give us a little commission.
You know, if anybody has any suggestions about what I could lip sync for that drag show that I'm doing again, right now I'm thinking I'm going to go with that's a song from Les Mis, I Dreamed a Dream.
Oh, Fantine.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I think that fits the character, and it might be different than the other dumb fucking songs that people are going to lip sync to. Like, this is theater. I'd rather sing it, though. I don't lip sync, man. I dreamed a dream. I miss you, Matt.
Now my computer is being all twatty.
Right.
Yeah, NYPD. Oh, so that was the headline. NYPD resignations.
Right.
Shoot up
by
30% as 1,225 officers ditch the U.S. Biggest police force as they're wooed by offers from upstate teams and other states.
Yes.
So
here's
all these
cops.
Bad,
we'll
shitty cops are now going out into the counties and states,
yes.
other states near you.
We'll take them. Florida says we'll take them. We'll take them all. Sure.
I think he did, didn't he?
I think he did say that.
Yeah, yeah. When they were bitching about something, something they were going to be held accountable for, Ron DeSantis was like, come down here. You can beat up all the black people you want. We look the other way.
Look the other way. We'll watch you.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
No one gives a shit.
It's a bonus program.
Oh, man.
So shitty.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I guess we got time for one more.
Yes.
Marjorie.
Right.
Something about Marjorie. It says, CNN analyst. This is Raw Story. Marjorie Taylor Greene's new endorsement of violence, in quotes.
Yes.
Could land her in front of a grand jury, it says.
Oh, shit.
in a video released over the weekend, the smirking Taylor Greene.
Yes.
Can be seen telling the crowd. Let me see if I can get the audio.
These Republicans,
here.
It's like, hey, I talk in front of people all the time, and I never tell them to go do violence. But these guys, they can't resist. Shitbags.
Is this might be it. Oh no. Is it?
I come to Washington. I swear in on January 3rd. I get accused of giving insurrection tours, which I thought was hilarious because I couldn't even find the bathroom in the Capitol. True story. Then January 6th happens, and next thing you know, I organized the whole thing along with Steve Bannon here. And I want to tell you something. If Steve Bannon and I had organized that, we would have won. Woo!
Not to mention, it would have been armed.
Oh, not to mention, it would have been armed. Thank you, Georgia, for sending that person to Congress. How perfect. Is that a confession?
See, that's the whole joke, isn't it? They say that whole thing was planned, and I'm like, are you kidding me? A bunch of conservatives? Second Amendment supporters went in the Capitol without guns, and they think that we organized that? I don't think so.
She's not really working the crowd real well. I mean, the crowd isn't really into her.
I don't know that, yeah.
This is New York Young Republicans Club Gala.
See, like, the New York Young Republicans, I mean, probably racist, transphobic, the whole, you know, but maybe they're not tourists. If you know what
right,
I mean.
Yeah. Not January. Not feces wielders.
No, they're fine with the tourists, but they aren't doing it. They're not the tourists. They might donate to the tourists. I don't know. God, what an asshole.
We gotta get out of here.
Shit. Marjorie Mama Nazi.
And my music is taking a moment. So thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow. No, Wednesday for sure. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Might be back tomorrow. Check your check our Twitter. See what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Facebook, or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great one, everybody. Talk at you soon.
GTFN.